Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are discussing COVID-19, the rise in deaths and new cases, and the vaccination drive.
We are also going to look at the government, which is in the process of crafting a diaspora policy to, among other things, document all Zimbabweans living in foreign countries, including those staying there illegally. To do this, the government said it will work with various diaspora groups representing Zimbabweans in those countries.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 107 people died from COVID-19, while 1,767 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of July 27, 2021, Zimbabwe had 101,711 confirmed cases, including 70,496 recoveries and 3,280 deaths. To date, a total of 1,522,150 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Because of the continued spike in deaths and positive cases, the government yesterday extended the current level 4 lockdown. And under this level of lockdown, schools remain closed.
And on the vaccination drive, although the country continues to acquire more vaccines, many people say they are failing to get the jabs due to various reasons.
The Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe has authorized the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine with effect from 25 May 2021. It becomes the first Western vaccine approved for use against the coronavirus in the country.
And Zimbabwe today received 800,000 Sinopharm vaccines and is expecting another 700,000 Sinopharm vaccines tomorrow. This, according to Information Permanent Secretary Nick Mangwana.
Ongo vadio watereri, tinotenda zvikuru nekuwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa chino. Sezvo munoziva nenyaya COVID-19. Tiri kutepfenyura, tiri kudzimba, zvekuti hatikwanisi kunge tichizokuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa, muchikanda mibvunzo, kana kupa pfungwa dzenyu pane zvatei tichikurukura, nekuti tinenge tarekodha chirongwa chino pamberi penguva yachinozobuda pamhepo. Zvisinei, nhasi tiri kutarisa dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19, chatinoziva tose kuti chirwere ichi chanetsa munyika, uye matanho ari kutorwa nehurumende kuti inge ichiedza kudzikamisa kupararira kwedenda irori. Itinonzwa hurumende kuburikidza nebazi rezveutano nezuro vachiziisa kuti kwakafa vanhu vanokwana kuita 107 kana kuti zana nevanomwe vakafa nechirwere icho chine zuro, kuchiitawo vamwe vanokwana kuita chiuru nemazana manomwe nemakumi matanhatu nevanomwe 1767 vachiwanikwa vaine denda irori recovid-19 nezuro wakare. Izvi zvinoratidza kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa pamwe nekufa nechirwere ichi huri kukwira munyika, nekuti tichitarisa pari nhasi kuti vanhu vafa munyika kubva patanga chirwere vasvika pauwandu hunoita 3,280 kana kuti zviuru zvitatu nemazana maviri nemakumi masere. Kunyange hazvo hurumende iri kuita matanho ose ekuti nhomba inge ichiwanikwa munzvimbo dzakawanda, tinonzwawo zvakare mune mamwe matunhu vanhu vachitaura kuti havasi kukwanisa kunge vachiwana nhomba iyoyi pavanoenda kuti vange vachibayiwa. Kuchiitawo rimwe dambudziko rekuti vanhu vaakutyira kuti kuungana kuri kuita vanhu vachida kubayiwa nhomba kunogona kunge kuchitowedzera zvakare dambudziko rekupararira kwechirwere ichochi. Nekuda kwekukwira kweuwandu hwevanhu vari kufa pamwe nekubatwa necovid-19, takanzwa hurumende nezuro ichitaura kuti mutemo welockdown kana level 4 lockdown ucharamba uripo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kugadzikana. Vakawanda vangu vachifunga kuti dzimwe nguva hurumende ichanyevenutsa sezvakaitwa nemuvakidzani South Africa yakanyevenutsa kubva mulevel 4 kuenda mulevel 3. Tichitarisawo ipapo boka rinotambira mishonga muZimbabwe reMedicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe rinonzi rakabvumidza kushandiswa kwenhomba yeJohnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine kubva mwedzi wapera pamberi waMei. Tichatarisawo imwe nyaya yekuti hurumende iri kunzi iri kugadzira mutemo unobata zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Uyu mutemo unenge uchida kuti vanhu vazenge vachizivikanwa munyika dzose dzamunenge muri muchizivikanwa muchinyoresa kuburikidza nemasangano amunoshanda nawo munyika idzodzo, kuti hurumende inge ichiziva kuti vana vayo vari munyika yakati vanhu vakawanda zvakadii, kana kwakaita dambudziko vanokwanisa kukasika kuziva kuti nhingi nanhingi nanhingi vari papi, vakagadzikana here, havana kuwirwa nenjodzi here nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndo nyaya dzatichakurukura tisakanganwa kuti nhasi hurumende yatambira nhomba yeSinovac inokwana kuita ndikati kwete kuti Sinovac, yeSinopharm inokwana kuita iyo zviuru mazana masere 800,000. Mangwana vari kutarisira imwe 700,000 zviuru mazana manomwe zviri zvenhomba yeSinopharm. Indo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura, Chris.
Yes, namhlanje ke zulukandaba siyaxoxa, siyaqhubeka ke ngendaba yethu sixoxa ke ngodaba lwe-coronavirus, igciwane selikhathazile umhlaba jikelele. Ye, sizwa kuthiwa izolo eZimbabwe kubhubhe abantu abedlula 100,000, 107. Ye, sikhangela njalo lokuthi ijekiseni yokuvikela lomkhuhlane ilokhu ingena elizweni. Sikhuluma nje kuthiwa kungene amanye njalo awohlobo lwe-Sinopharm akhangelelwe ukuthi azangezelela inani ebelivele likhona. Sizakhuluma njalo ngodaba lwehlelo lukahulumende lwapha afuna ukuthi athathe ke imininingwane yabantu abahlala phandle kwelizwe ukwenzela ukuthi enelise ukuba kwazi ukuthi abantu bangaki njalo bahlezi njani lapho emazweni ababehlezi khona. Njengesukwini ke balalelisi labahlonitshwa esilabo kuhlelo lwethu, ye, asixoxeni jonga
ongu vadiwa vateereri tine vatinawo muchirongwa. Tina Dr. Matthew Nyashano vanove nyanzvi munyaya dzeutano vari pachipatara kana kuti pachikoro chepamusoro cheNottingham Trent University kuBritain uko. Tina zvakare vaDan Moyo vanove vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign vari muno muWashington DC muAmerica. Tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda jonga.
Yes, we can start by hearing from Dr. Matthew Nyashano. 107 deaths, Dr. Nyashano, and the 1,767 new cases. What's your take on this?
This is a clear demonstration that COVID-19 has taken toll on the population of Zimbabwe. More importantly, it has also demonstrated that the robustness of our health system is not as strong as we may think, and that we are still waiting to see more serious things if the government does not take some very strategic steps. It is also important to note that there is need for vaccination, a very strong campaign for vaccination, which is also supported by a very strong health promotion, a strategy to sell and mitigate the hesitance of vaccines. And this can also be one of the ways in which we can mitigate the present state. It is also important that people continue with the measures to try and mitigate COVID-19, especially those measures that were outlined by the World Health Organization and which has become generic practices across the world. Mm-hmm. And it's actually very, very terrible at the moment in Zimbabwe, taking into consideration the people that I have known personally who have passed away including my brother-in-law in Kaduma just last week. It's actually very pathetic.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Mr. Moyo, your take on this topic of the spike in deaths and the new cases.
It is indeed unfortunate, and condolences to families that have lost loved ones. This COVID-19 is really serious, and people should take it serious because we are seeing this new spike because of this new Delta variant that we understand spreads much more quicker and faster than the previous strains. And so people really need to be cognizant about this new variant, and they need to get vaccinated. The government should increase vaccination posts and make it easier for our people to access the vaccines, because it is the only way I think we can beat this virus is if we can get at least 70% of the population vaccinated. That is where you can then enjoy herd immunity. So education is also paramount in educating our citizens to really, really follow the science, because it has been proven that these vaccines, they have a high efficacy for preventing serious COVID-19 diseases. So our people really need to take the vaccination drive that the government is pushing. I appreciate what I saw the government do sometime last week. It sent out members of parliament to go out to their constituencies and to try and really motivate and explain the dangers of not being vaccinated. So such drives are really encouraged, and they should make sure that that our people are made aware of the dangers, so that they can be vaccinated. We don't know whether the vaccines themselves are going to be enough once the people begin to flock in to be vaccinated. We hope that the government is plans to make sure that more vaccines will be acquired in the near future.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, when we look at the figures of people who have been vaccinated so far, it's give or take 2 million, considering that some have gone for the two jabs, and others, of course, are still on one. Now, when we look at the time, this is almost like 6 months when we have only 2 million people. So what do you make of the pace that the government is taking, and also looking into the future? If we took 6 months to vaccinate two people, it means maybe the next 2 months, I mean 6 months, we are going to have another two, which means the herd immunity, we are still far. What's your take on that?
Yes, it is actually a cause for concern. The speed at which the government is vaccinating the population is not really in tandem with what needs to be done when you are actually vaccinating people to prevent an ailment or an outbreak. I think there is need for some speed, because what will happen, Chris, as you have just said rightly, is that by the time that we get to the end to vaccinate everyone, the first people who have been vaccinated might be also already exposed. The immune might be running out. So what we want is a quick vaccination, and we have herd immunity, and then that could be a way of preventing an outbreak. More importantly, I think the government needs to look into its strategies, which I think are not working. the way in which they have organized themselves. I understand that there are very long queues in big hospitals. Why should people have queues if there are jabs to vaccinate people? It is very easy to create some other buildings. And this is the time the government should actually call upon armed forces, medical corps to also contribute in the vaccination of the communities. The medical staff in the police, in the army, and elsewhere in private, they should actually work together. They should be a joint strategic body that should actually be organizing all these things. But it seems as though it's a firefighting type of situation, which actually leaves a lot to be desired, and it can actually prove to be chaotic and at the same time not effective in terms of public health strategies.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Nyashano, is it not common or expected when many people just go out at the same time to get vaccinated? Because remember, there was that law, people were not like freely willing to have these vaccines. But now everyone wants to scramble for it. Is that not going to cause chaos? And as expected, that is happening now.
Now, this is one of the things that the Minister of Health, and indeed, if there is any, the Department for Public Health, should have actually calculated well in advance to say that if then there is a lot of people who comes, how are we going to manage them? They should have actually made all these plans in advance. They could actually be now being implemented with the change of heart of people following some situations that they have seen. And I think this should have been actually put in place a long time ago, not to start now because many people want to take the vaccine.
Thank you so much, Chris. We are also going to be joined by Mr. Tawanda Zokora, MDC Alliance North America Chairman, and we are still expecting Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, ZANU-PF Chairman North America, to also join in. But before we bring in Mr. Zokora, I think, Chris, I cut you short. You wanted to throw a question to Mr. Moyo.
Yes, I was going to ask Mr. Moyo about his experience here, Mr. Moyo. I mean, when we look at what's happening back home in terms of access to the vaccine and the pace that we spoke about, what do you see? What are the discrepancies that you see when you compare the situation here in back home?
Well, clearly here the vaccines are readily and easily available, and the distribution channels are such that pharmacies are being used. In addition to hospitals, it's a simple walk-in. Question is, you've been vaccinated? No, here's the vaccine. Come again on this other, or for your second dose on a particular day. It looks like in Zimbabwe, the distribution, the logistics of distributing the vaccine are somewhat hindered, and is a discrepancy because we had Dr. Nyashami talking of the long queues that people have to stand in line to get the vaccine. I think the government needs to kind of decentralize the distribution and make it easily accessible from different points of location, so that one, it will prevent having large crowds at the same place, which are on its own is a super spreader. And secondly, it will make it much quicker and faster, because if it's readily available in various centers or areas, then the access becomes more more easier for the population.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Chris, we are now joined by Mr. Tawanda Jokora of MDC Alliance. Welcome to our show, Mr. Jokora.
Tinotenda muri Zimbabwe yakateera tinotenda baba Jungani kuti koka pachirongwa.
Ndizvozvo. Ndisati ndakusirai kuna munemwe wangu Chris Gande. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro pemafambiro ari kuita chirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba muZimbabwe pamwe nenzira dzekudzivirira denda reCOVID-19. Tinoona bato renyu reMDC Alliance mazuva apera ranga richikurudzira zvikuru vanhu kuti vaende kunobayiwa nhomba. Vakawanda vaifunga kuti MDC Alliance haitsigire chirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba, asi takaona munyori mukuru waCharlton Wende vachikurudzira vanhu kuti endai munobayiwa. Zvinhu zvamungataura mamiriro akaita zvinhu, vadzokora.
Tinotenda. Isu seMDC Alliance tanga tiri pamberi pehurumende kudzira vanhu panyaya dzekudzivirira kutapukirana kwechirwere cheCOVID-19. Munorangarira President Chamisa vakatolauncha chirongwa chavaitaurira vanhu kuti vageze maoko, vaite social distancing, vapfeke mamask. Vakatoitawo video yavakaita yakatenderera zvaizvo chaizvo paindaneti pazvivhitivhiti apa, vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vadzivirire chirwere cheCOVID. Even pakauya nyaya yemavaccine, Dr. Madzorera vanobuda kazhinji ipo pano pavoa vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunobayiwa nhomba. Hapana pakambomira MDC Alliance ichitaurira vanhu kuti vasaende kunobayiwa nhomba. Svondo rakapera makaona MP wemuHarare Honorable Joanna Mamombe vachimira-mira vachiunganidza vanhu, vachitakura vanhu nemota dzavo vachivaendesa kuti vatonobayiwa nhomba. Totokurudzira vana veZimbabwe kuti vaende kunobayiwa nhomba nokuti ndo dzinotoraramisa. Chatikungodawo isusu kukurudzira hurumende so that it takes advantage of the pandemic. You know, it's happening all over the world. Sometimes the problems that affect a country can actually be used by a sensible government to unite a country, to unite the people. I heard Dr. Nyashanu here saying it's an opportunity for the government to bring in all stakeholders, you know, to give ideas, to share ideas, and make sure that we save our country. We would expect the government from now going onwards to include all stakeholders in the country, all opposition members, civic society, you know, every Zimbabwean, even the diaspora, to have an all-inclusive platform that can share ideas, proffer solutions to the problem that is threatening the very existence of our country. We are not seeing that. We also expect the government, as of now, to take advantage of the millions of dollars that are flowing into the country, because there is a lot of money that is coming from America, from the UK, from Europe, the very countries that ZANU-PF continue to bash, saying that they are causing sanctions in Zimbabwe. But they are helping. There are millions of dollars that are coming in. We expect them to take advantage of that and revamp our health delivery system, you know, build more clinics or buy more drugs, import more drugs, you know, into the country, and also use that money to improve the salaries the salaries of healthcare workers, because they have the money. Why are they not doing that? You know, so we just implore them to make sure that they take advantage of everything that is going on to ensure that the healthcare system in Zimbabwe improves. We are all aware of what happened with our healthcare system, our healthcare delivery during the unity government when an MDC came in. That was the only time that Zimbabweans enjoyed a better healthcare system. You know, so let's come together as Zimbabweans and save our country. Zimbabweans are dying. Vanhu vari kufa kumusha uko. Manumbers atiri kuona ari kunzi nhasi kwafa vanhu 60, nhasi kwafa vanhu 70 haasiri iwo. Kune vanhu vari kutongodonha kumareserva uku vasiri unaccounted for. you know, multiply that number by 5 or 6, then you get a correct number of Zimbabweans that are dying. Saka ngatiregedzei kumboita politics, ngatibatanei tirwise chirwere ichi sevana veZimbabwe.
Okay, thank you so much. So in other words, are you saying that what the government is doing is correct to it is importing importing some vaccines, and we understand today some came, tomorrow are coming. Is this a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, like Dr. Madzorera said last week, we actually could say that the government has done well by kind of liberating the health sector, where they are not allowing private doctors and private institutions, you know, they can do more, they can do better what they are doing right now, and just be, you know, too little, too late. But you know what, yakwanisa kuti ma private doctors akwanise kungabaya nhomba vakakwanisa kuiso futi mari dzinofanwa kuchajwa nema doctors, but ngavachienda pamberi vachitorawo ma ideas ari kubva kuna Dr. Madzorera vacho veku MDC Alliance, voenda kuna ku MDCT vonotoro vamwe, voenda ku ZCTU, vese vane chekuita nevana veZimbabwe vogara pasi sezvakaitwa muno ma America, vogara pasi vopoma boka rimwe chete, one board that can come up with ideas and solutions and ensure that all the money that is coming into Zimbabwe is used for its very purpose of saving Zimbabweans. Atichada kuona ma vanhu vaya vanoti mari yapinda muZimbabwe vakutora matenda preneurs aibuzano mari yema drugs yakutorwa nevanhu vairi kana vatatu, ngaispreadwe all over the country so that all provinces, all sectors of Zimbabwe benefit from the money that is coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Maita vadzoka Chris ndirikuedza kuti tinge tina va charumbira vusango ndamboedza kuti vanga vachipinda rigatone kuti vanokwanisa here kudzoka zvakare, nokuti pavambodzoka vanga vasiri kuoneka. Regaiti kupei mukurukure nava
Mr. Vusango, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Yes, we are discussing COVID-19 here, and the last guest, Mr. Tsokora of the MDC Alliance, said they commend what the ZANU-PF government is doing, but there's more to be done. What do you think of that?
Thank you very much. I think I've seen also my brother Dan. I haven't seen him in a while. We are always cross-interviewed, and I never been sitting with him. My brother, welcome. And Zukuru Dzokora, thank you very much for the sentiments. I think what Dzokora was saying, I do agree with some of the things he was saying. But yes, I think one thing that I really emulate is the fact that ZANU-PF, MDC, whatsoever, our people are becoming more and more connected, more patriotic to their country. This shows the love of Zimbabwe. When a citizen of the of our country is eager to see a zero death on a day, that person is actually someone that we should emulate and clap hands for, because his interest is actually about the livelihood of our people. So I want to thank Dzokora for some of the sentiment that he was actually dishing out here. But however, as we know that Delta pandemic, this pandemic is like no other. It is a pandemic that has ravaged, if you look at India, where it came from, where we believe it came from, it has ravaged the population there. And for our country, as we also yes, we are looking, we are really, pushing the government to do the best they can to at least limit the death rate, if not to eradicate it. Because as citizens of the country, all of us are losing relatives, we are losing colleagues and friends. And it is no joke. when you are hearing news that your friend, your sister, your uncle is passed on because of coronavirus. But at the same time, we also need to look at our government, what is doing, what our government is doing as compared to other governments, even those in the developing countries. I don't know if you are aware that the people are crossing over from South Africa to be vaccinated in Zimbabwe. I don't know if you are aware also that the Zambian government is asking the Zimbabwean government to send their army so that the army can be vaccinated in Zimbabwe. As we are talking right now, the health minister, Dr. Mavima, was actually at the Chirundu border, and he was making sure that all the borders that are leading to Zimbabwe, there is a vaccination point where that are coming into the country and those that are leaving Zimbabwe are vaccinated. And that vaccination process is being expedited so that we don't have cases of people being in COVID or being out of COVID to our neighboring countries. So I think I have not seen any country here so far on the globe that is doing that very important part of vaccination. So I think something that we have to also think. Now, I could just touch on the fact that Jogon was saying people are dying in the rural areas and that's being accountable. I think it's important to not be biased when we are trying to also, you know, I know we don't have to bring politics like what he said, but I think when we say let's not bring politics, but in the hidden hand pocket, we bring out a political agenda. I don't think that's the way we should do it. Because right now in our country, if anyone dies, the police will come to clear that person. They will bring the health official. And that body has to be checked first and tested to make sure that there won't be no body viewing if there's a case of COVID in that deceased body. The other thing that I wanted to touch about as I'm exiting here, because I need to give time to our moderators, is that we are not in an inclusive government. We are not in an inclusive government where we have to take a doctor from MDC, etc., etc. Our constitution, the Zimbabwean constitution, at the moment, according to the government that is running, we do not have that input from the constitution where we have to bring everybody from across the board because we don't have a chaos in Zimbabwe as far as COVID is concerned. There is no chaos. Zimbabwe's case is actually better than other cases. Even you look at Australia, you look at South Africa, and all our neighboring countries, we are doing very well as far as vaccination is concerned. So we are not going to be buying this sentiment where we have to import people from other sectors and from other organizations. What will be the reason for that? We are not in an inclusive government. We are not having a crisis as far as COVID is concerned. The matter is actually being resolved. The matter is being put under control. The government is doing everything possible to limit the spread of COVID-19 and also educating people to be vaccinated. And I want to say as I'm ending now that we here in this forum here, we are coming from different political parties. Our role is to educate our people after this and before this interview that we're having to go and be vaccinated. We've got a lot of our people who don't want to take vaccination in Zimbabwe. They don't believe in it. Look, and that conspiracy came from the MDC alliance. That's not good at all. For us as political, Job Scala, Wende and all that, they were telling people do not be vaccinated, even Chamisa himself. But they go behind him, they get vaccinated. They want to bring chaos into the country. And you know what? If we want to be patriotic, let's also educate our people. Let's not try to make, you know what, even if people die with COVID, the government will not step down because people are dying.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vusango. Mr. Amoyo, what do you make of the sentiments there from Mr. Vusango? He says there's no unity government, there's no crisis, and they are not going to invite any doctors from the opposition. What do you make of that?
Well, it's regrettable that we have people with such opinions when we are talking about matters of life and death. COVID does not know any party. It does not look at you and say you're ZANU-PF or MDC. COVID just kills regardless. It doesn't care whether you are young, rich, poor. It just kills. So I think this is an opportunity for Zimbabweans to come together and not politicize this pandemic. We need to come together, use whatever resources and ideas we can get from various people in the country to find better ways to fight this pandemic. We cannot be politicking. We cannot be pointing fingers. We should be urging our government to utilize the resources that it has to the fullest capacity in making sure that we have enough vaccines to vaccinate the 15 million individuals in Zimbabwe. If we don't get to 70% vaccinated people by the end of the year or so, we won't get the herd immunity which will help us finally fight this virus. So at this point, we need to take off our political heads and put them aside and deal with this tragedy. Because that's what it is. We are losing a lot of our families out there. And if it can be preventable, let's work on preventing that. Let's encourage our people to get vaccinated. And let's make sure the government has enough vaccinations to cover the people that are willing to get the vaccine.
Thank you so much. Now, Dr. Nyashanu, what do you make of Mr. Vusango's statements?
Oh, it's quite very unfortunate that he brings in the political connotation and also the constitutional connotations when we are talking about public health, when we are talking about the lives of people, bringing together or forming a union to fight a disease has no political connotations or who is ruling. It is a strategy. ZANU-PF, being a government, is mandated to lead, but it is also mandated to listen to the voice of reason, bring together people, and try to forge ahead with clear public health strategies. There are so many people who have got knowledge who can actually help, and it is in these unions that people do have to share all those ideas. And I must say that the public health system of Zimbabwe leaves a lot to be desired at the moment. It needs reorganization. My experience of working in Africa, researching in Africa, strengthening health systems, has shown me that there is a lot to be done in the health of Zimbabwe. It is regrettable that my dear friend talks of the COVID pandemic having in Zimbabwe is one of the best when we are having a mortality rate which are so exorbitant and very dangerous, to say that in the terms of public health. This is not a political thing. We calculate mortality rate with the deaths that are happening and with the people who are now being recorded. He should also be mindful that this is an underreported country where we have a lot of people who might be dying in the rural areas. And this is known in public health. And if we pay a blind eye to that, we are not doing any good for our communities. We need craft literacy and craft competence to go beyond political patronage and the use of power, which does not help the public.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashan. Regai tipe vacharumbira mukana wakupindura. Mongo tide vacharumbira tipinde kune imwe topic yati ukurukura.
Thank you very much, Vajonga. Yeah, but I think Dr. Nyashan.
Vacharumbira, ndiko kumbire kugadziridza kamera yenyu nokuti muri kungooneka chirevu. Thank you so much. Taura henyu.
All right, thank you. Ndanchiti Dr. Nyashan. I think we need to be real and realistic in our statements. It's very important because the statements that we make today, Dr. Nyashan, they might hound us in the future. We don't want to make Zimbabwe as if it's a remote country in the bush where there is no access to medication or information. It is very untrue what you are saying. In Zimbabwe, there are police stations all over. And the police are educated enough to make sure that no body can be taken from where it is deceased.
Ndikubatei muromo wacharumbira. Mazuva matatu mana adarika takaona hurumende ichikurudzira vanhu kuti vasavige vafa hama dzavo dzinenge dzafa kumaruwa kuvasina kunge vazivisa mapurisa. Zvinoreva kuti zviri kutoitika izvo nokuti hurumende yaitochema kuti vamwe vanhu vari kutoita nemabody viewing nekugeza mufi kupfekedza mufi nezvimwe zvakadaro nenyaya yekuti munhu iye anenge asina kuongororwa kuti afa nei. Nezuro takaona mapurisa mumarondera vachitoteera ndufu dzavanenge wanzwa kuti mune ndufu vachidzidzisa vanhu pamusoro pekuti musaite zvakati nezvakati. Saka zvinogona kunge zviri kuitika kuti mumwe munhu anongorwara mumba ofa hama dzake dzemuradza asina kunge asvitswa kumapurisa.
All right, thank you, Vajonga. Naye Vajonga, thank you very much for raising that. Saka iyoyo issue yegovernment here.
No, ndopanopinda nyaya yekudzidzisa.
Yes, very, very true. Mm-hmm. But our citizens are aware. But sometimes people don't want to listen to the law, to the rule of law. And they take the law into their heads. How many times people take the law in their heads? Because you see, when it happens in a city or in a peri-urban area, definitely those cases won't happen. Right? Because sometimes when people don't have the money and they are poor, and they are far away from the CBD areas, they would tend to just do what you are saying because it's normal. People can do that.
Right.
Why do we have to act as if the government is the one that is failing on that?
Thank you so much, Vusango. Vadzokora 30 seconds. Ndokuti nemwe topic yatoda kukurukura nezvaye diaspora policy. Saka ndokuona kuti tatongosarirwa ne 15 minutes kuti kurukure nyaya. Ngatitigati pedze nyaya ye COVID. Vadzokora 30 seconds.
No, ndambobuda nekuti ndandashatirwa nezvanga zvichitaurwa navavusango kuti we have a government that is
mufanire kutsamwa ine hurukuro yekudzidzisa vana veZimbabwe, saka musaitora personal.
Shuwa here kuti hurumende ingatange kuda kunobaya masoja ekuZambia, iwo vana veZimbabwe vachipera kufa. Ihurumende yakaita se this is a very dangerous and a very irresponsible government. You know, Zimbabweans are dying every day and they are trying to do other things for other countries, for other citizens, when our own citizens are dying.
They have a target of 10 million people.
It's actually very pathetic that we put ourselves as a government in front and forget that there are people who think behind the government. I think there is need to respect the people that are in communities and do not see ourselves as the most informed people. There is need for social justice. There is need to protect the vulnerable. And there is need to apply strategic craft competence and craft literacy policies that are for the people, not for individuals.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tizwe kuna Vamoyo. 30 seconds zenyu Vamoyo panyaya yeCOVID. Toipeta sei?
Yeah, no, I must say that the government is doing its best with whatever it has and that it should continue. I think there should be more resources added so that we have sufficient vaccines, because the numbers I'm hearing so far, I think there's less than 3 million vaccines that have come into the country. We are talking of a population of 15 million, and if we are going to reach that head immunity, the government has to make sure that there is enough vaccines that are purchased for the entire population.
I see, looking at the rate at which the government is acquiring vaccines, I'm going to say that vaccines anokwanisa kuzobaya 10 million yavari kutarisira anogona kuwanikwa munyika, although maybe it will be impossible to have 10 million people vaccinated by December, as the government said.
I think it's a beautiful goal that they have set, because that gets us to that 70% for herd immunity. Now all they need to do is to make sure that the vaccines are available, because what we are seeing with people queuing, long queues, and not get some places where the vaccines are not available, they just need to improve on the logistics and the distribution channels in order to meet that goal.
10 seconds. Vacharumbira, come back up in the next topic.
Thank you very much. I think very correct. I agree with that, Mr. Dan Moyo here. Yeah, I think our government is doing the best they can, and all what we can do is to keep encouraging the government to continue doing the good work that they are doing to save our people. Thank you so much.
And now we are going to look at the other topic that we are discussing today. The government said it is in the process of crafting a diaspora policy to, among other things, document all Zimbabweans living in the in foreign countries, including those staying there illegally. To do this, the government said it will work with various diaspora groups representing Zimbabweans in those countries. Nyata kutari say kuti hurumende ine hurongo hwekuti inge ichiunganidza zivo yekuti vana vayo vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda zvakadii. Hazvinei kuti une magwaro here kugara munyika yayo kana kuti hauna. Vachiti vachange vachiita izvi kuburikidza nekushanda nemasangano akasiyana siyana anomirira vana veZimbabwe. Vadheni Moyo, tinoziva kuti nesangano renyu reZimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign, imwe nyaya maya muchimbogara muchitaura nezvayo kuti hurumende inge ichishanda nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nemasangano anomirira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuitira kuti pange paine kudyidzana nezivo iyoyo yekuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda zvakadii. Munotii nedanho iri vamoyo?
Zvinofadza chaizvo zviri kuitiwa negovernment panyaya yepolisi yediaspora. Chinhu chatakagara tichitaurisana nehurumende tichivakumbira kuti ngazviitiwe, because if in order kuti tive nediaspora vote, panofanira kunge pane census of some sort kuti kuzikanwe kuti kune vanhu vangani vari mudiaspora vacho vachavhota. So isusu tinotarisira pamusoro penyaya yediaspora vote for the most part, kuti this is a very good move by the government to start documenting Zimbabwean citizens, so that when the opportunity arises for them to which is something that we look forward to, so that our people can exercise their constitutional rights to vote in 2023. Saka tinozvarira sere, tinozvigamuchira. What we would like to see is these policies to be crafted inclusively, because we are the people that are out in the diaspora. We want the government to be able to consult with us when they are putting these policies together, so that they can cover a lot of aspects on things that they don't know that our people face out here in the diaspora. Saka chinu cha isusu ye Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign chincha tinofarira stereke kuti government at least yakutanga kuda kuengage nevana vayo vari mu diaspora. And tichitarisira kuti zvichatibatsira kana takuenda kudiaspora vote.
Thank you so much, Vamoyo. Vadzokora, munoti nedanho iri?
I'm very skeptical. I'm very suspicious about the intentions of the government. I have not fully read the whole spectrum of this initiative, but I just smell a rat. I don't like the hand of the government on issues that have just to on issues like the one we are discussing here. I just feel that this is an intention by the government to silence and neutralize dissenting voices in the diaspora. You remember that this is the same government that is pushing for the patriotic bill that seeks to silence the Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora, that seeks to punish Zimbabweans that speak the truth about what is going on in Zimbabwe. If you are seen speaking to a foreign dignitary, a foreign official, talking about what is going on in Zimbabwe, the abductions, the killings, the massive corruption that is going on there, you can be arrested on your on arrival at the Harare International Airport. So I'm now surprised that the same government that is criminalizing freedom of speech of Zimbabweans in the diaspora is coming back saying we now want to help Zimbabweans in the diaspora. It's the Chimboru Mebisa Manawe, Wimbanama. I'm not happy with what the government is doing right now. They are saying they are engaging other people in the diaspora. Which people are they talking about? We are here, we haven't heard about it. We are here, we haven't been engaged. There are several organizations that I belong to, concerned citizens of Zimbabwe. I belong to another citizen organization called Zimbabwe Diaspora Voices. In South Africa, we have several. In the United Kingdom, we have several. I've talked to all those people. They have not been consulted. So who are they consulting with? Isusu, as Zimbabweans in the diaspora, we say nothing for us without us. We have to be fully consulted. We have to be fully engaged. We want to know the intentions of the government. What are they trying to achieve by that? Would be comfortable this process being done by an independent organization, by a non-governmental organization. We have so many human rights organizations, at least two of the biggest organizations are in South Africa, the other one led by Mr. Dewama Vinga. Those are the organizations that we expect to be carrying out, programs like this, because most of the people that are outside the country are running away from this very government that is now coming saying they want to protect us. You know, if you do a research, you will see that at least 2 or 3 million Zimbabweans that are outside Zimbabwe are running away from persecution from the ZANU-PF government. So we need a full consultation. We need to engage each other. I know Mr. Moyo talked about the diaspora vote. What the government is doing right now can be a potential source of vote rigging if we are not careful. You know, we might want the diaspora vote, but what they are doing right now, government diaspora votes. So let's be very careful. I remain very skeptical about this move.
Thank you so much. Mr. Busango, what's your take?
thank you. This is just a joke. This is an extremely serious joke. The same guy who was talking right now, if we can recall our last conversation about the diaspora vote, he was for that. And now he is now skeptical about the same thing we are talking about. We talked about this. This is not new. This discussion is not new at all. Now, let's I don't know why he's scared. This good development. My colleague, Jen Moyo, in 2018, we gathered together all the Zimbabweans who were able to come to New York to meet the president at the UN summit. And we had a communique document. And in this communique document, We had indicated all the things that the diaspora wishes. And this diaspora vote was one of the issues that was addressed by the president. And I recall that himself, my brother Dan Moyo, actually he participated in that discussion. And people wanted to silence him, but the president said, no, he's my son. Let him speak. I want to hear what he says. And he went on and he was addressed, and he addressed the president as well about this diaspora vote. So now you see the tricks and, ways of the MDC alliance. I think that's the reason why right now, if I may announce that the Secretary General of MDC Alliance in North America and the Treasurer General, they have joined ZANU-PF North America because of the way that kind of leaders like Joshe here, how do you mobilize people when you are so confused, the leader like that? You can't be so confused that today you are leading people and today you are on the left, tomorrow.
Okay, before we go any further, let's hear from Mr. Sosue on the fact that...
So there was the call that was, the call That disturbed me. No,
your time is up.
A second. We want to hear what Mr. Soso says about what you allege that he was supporting the diaspora vote, but now he doesn't. Is that true, Mr.
You know, I'm not in the business of howling insults at the people that I'm discussing with. I know I don't subscribe to politics of hate or politics of insults like what I'm getting here. I'll just stick to the facts of the matter. And the MDC Alliance has been pushing the agenda of the diaspora vote, and we are still pushing it. And at no time in my conversation did I say we are against the diaspora vote. I just said we are against this move because this discussion is not about the diaspora vote. You know, it's about what the government is trying to do. You know, we are for the diaspora vote. And even if we demand for the diaspora vote, we've always said that we will demand for the diaspora vote, and we'll also demand for the safety net, for the safeguards of the same diaspora vote. We'll just not demand the diaspora vote because we know that ZANU-PF can use it to rig the election. So we would demand the safety of our diaspora vote. We are allowed to do that. We need to know whether our vote is going to be safe, whether our vote is going to count. So those things come hand in hand. So we'll be open-minded, we'll look everywhere, we'll demand everything that will protect the people in the diaspora. If at all the diaspora vote comes, we'll demand the protection of that vote.
Thank you so much.
Can I finish? Because I think you cut me off. Can I finish then?
Okay, we are just coming to the end of the show. So can you make your response?
I haven't said anything so far.
All right, let me have to wait. Let me just a few seconds.
Like I said, the show is about to come to an end.
Yes, I'll read in a few seconds. I think you remember in the election, in the last election, before the election, the results were released. The same people, they use sticks to quickly go ahead of the process. All the time, they want to go ahead of the process. Why are you afraid of the diaspora vote and the CVDs? We have not had a template of how the government is going to do it. You're already there. You're already saying it's going to be rigged. Oh, man, come on. This is dirty politics, man.
Thank you, Wacharumbira. 30 seconds.
Yes, what I'm saying is that the government of Zimbabwe should not get into all of these intricacies if they have got databases for their citizens. And how are they going to comply with data protection? And the other thing, in 2005, in 2006, I was one of the six people who took the government to court, to the Supreme Court, for a diaspora vote, and where we lost. If they want people to vote, the only thing that they need to do is to come and register people of Zimbabwe, not to come and collect the names. We don't want that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nashano. Mr. Moyo, 30 seconds, your last word.
For some of us, the diaspora vote issue is long overdue. And we think that any efforts and initiatives that will get our people registered so that they can vote in 2023 is much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
When people talk of fears of rigging, there is rigging at home right now. And so you'll never get to a point where you prevent that. The thing is, we have to have electoral reforms in order to be able to protect the vote. Denying people their right to vote based on assumptions that they'll be rigging is just
thank you so much.
In my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Thank you so much. Chris, as you always say, there's no extra time. We have come to the end of our show. I think it's time to thank our guest, Dr. Matthew Nyashano, who is a health expert based in Britain. Mr. Dan Moyo is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign member. Mr. Chawanda Dzokora, MDC Alliance, North America Chairman. And Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, ZANU-PF North America Chairman. This is Donga Kandemiri.
And this is Chris Gandhi, the National Council.